Indeed. Relaxation is in order. It is an important step on the path of where you are treading, where you are heading, where you are going, because as you stress and strain to try to figure out this ascension byway, you will be lost. In fact, you will be a mess, shall we say. Now, we say this in jest, but in truth, it is the ego's way to make things difficult, to make things excruciatingly painful. You see, pain is an option. It is one that you are considering dropping. It is one that you are considering no longer keeping in your duffel bag, in your goodie bag, in your party favors, because in truth, there is no more need for the experience of pain. As you travel to the higher dimensions, to the higher frequencies, to your higher realities of truth, you will discover a new way of being, a new way of actualizing your destiny, because in truth, what you are doing is allowing. As you allow, as you afford yourselves the opportunity to allow what is present without any need to put up a fight, no need to take out the boxing gloves, you will relax into your ascension process. Now, what we suggest, therefore, is to permit the talk of the day, to permit the phenomena that presents itself, some beautiful, some icky, you may say, and yet it is phenomena of consciousness. So as you bark at your consciousness, well, that is where the pain becomes increased. As you allow your consciousness to float by and be the curious bystander, I wonder what consciousness is presenting to me now, today, in this moment of unfoldment. You see, you have opportunity. Some you will enjoy. Yes, it is good to receive the flowers, the nature, the beauty, the life. This is quite pleasant. Some you would rather look away. We ask you in your heart of hearts to practice taking the deep holy breath and allow love to present itself even in the midst of the broken flower pot, even in the midst of the washing machine breaking down. You see, you are looking at your budget and you are saying, I have no room for this, I have no time for this. What is up with life? You see, as you permit yourself to engage in all experiences with the curiosity, with the allowance and the unfoldment, what you will be doing is releasing past consciousness. You are at the brinking point of true advancement. You have heard, yes, the sign of the times, that the good stuff is rolling in, good times to come. And in fact, the good times are here as you explore your options of the day. Now, there are some of you that are skipping through your advancement and all is well and good. There are some of you that are yelling at your own selves, you see. You are heralding in the ability to clear and heal consciousness like that, in a moment's notice, in a nanosecond. And it is for you to get used to this premise, because life is unfolding for you, for no one else. Every moment is an opportunity to fulfill your divine contract, to wake up to your inner beauty, to release your angst, your fears, your woes of yesteryear. So it is about, dear friends, the characteristic, the ability to embrace your life, because life is unfolding for you. Now, you may look at another and say, wow, I wish I had their life. It is working a lot better than mine. But truly, their life would not serve your soul advancement, you see, because you would be busy unlocking doors that are already wide open. And you would still be missing parts of the treatise, parts of the agreement that you have waiting for you. You are unfolding your masterhood, you see, and every nook and cranny of your life is an opportunity for your releasing, for your unfolding, for your acquittal. So there are aspects of your life or yourself, or even perhaps part of the body parts. I would like this party part to go. I would like another one, please, you see? And so what we say is to tread lightly. to embrace the beautiful parts of the body that are speaking to you, that are in fact an encodement, if you will. Because as you listen truly, rather than avoiding, rather than yelling, rather than shoo-shooing it away, what you will find is in fact these symptoms, these parts are a diamond mine. They are leaving you with, providing you with secrets, secrets to your true unfolding, secrets to your true advancement. And so it is for you to embrace you, to embrace your life, all of it. All of it is your dream consciousness, your dream phenomena. And what does this mean? It means that every phenomena is a vehicle to your transformation. As you allow yourself to be in the present moment, as you allow yourself to allow the dream phenomena to unfold and notice the beauty of it, notice the opportunity to recognize self. Yes, I can throw myself in a temper tantrum. I recognize this energy quite well when you may see it in another. Or perhaps you have judgment because one is a bit stuck. You wish this mirror would go away. But lo and behold, the mirror keeps arriving. You even get rid of friends, hoping that you can shoo-shoo the mirror away. And what happens? There it is, a new coworker with the same mirror image. You must wonder what's up with that, you see? Because you are awakening and you have need of this mirror image in order to reconcile your own feelings of self, in order to release your own paradigms, your own beliefs, your own tendencies. Some of you are avoiding aspects of self, you see? And in your ascension climb, it is essential that there be no avoidance. So if there are parts of self that you are having a wee bit of a time paying attention to, the universe will be extra kind to you and will bring and shuffle in those needed parts so that you can examine them more carefully. Do you see the beauty of the operation at hand? So it is for you to allow life to happen, to not wish you could be at the Dharma Center, at the meditation class. I wish I could get started with my spirituality today, but instead I'm stuck in this grocery line. Do you understand that your God presence is also stuck on that line? Do you understand that your master teachers are also stuck on that line? And do you understand that the phenomena that you have attracted in that grocery line is specifically placed there for your perusal, for your advancement, for your upliftment? So we ask you to embrace, to consider embracing your entire life in its totality, understanding that there is room for advancement in every moment, in every holy moment. We ask you to begin to wake up to the awareness that life is a dream, and you are dreaming in your awakening. Now, it is a matter and a question of faith. In other words, how interested are you in waking up to your awakened consciousness? You see, because it is an open book test and the books are always available. Imagine there being a library at a school and all of your equipment, all of your studies, all of the books that have been given by the professors or what have you, are laid before you and you have your own cubicle. Now, you have the keys to the library. You can access it 24/7. There are not specific times when you have abilities to take this course. This is what we are showing you, that your entire life is this course or this treatise for you to awaken. Now the veils are much thinner. Yes, many of you are waking up to beautiful abilities, beautiful spiritual visions, the ability to hear, the ability to feel. Even if you feel that you are not one of the lucky ones that have tripped on some of this exciting news, we promise you that as you have most willingness to go within the heart in truth, you will be guided, you will feel, you will know what is up. You see, when you have the judgment for the cashier, when you have the frustration because the lady in front of you just cannot make a decision about her peas, you see, you have opportunity for advancement. life is school, as they say, and it is going 24/7. Now, we wish to lighten things up because this is an important part of the process. This is not about cracking the whip into ascension. It is not about chastising oneself because now you have left the grocery store, you are in the parking lot, and you still have not determined what that judgment was about to the cashier or the lady. You see? Because, dear ones, it is a reminder of who you are toting your bags with. As you step up in vibration and frequency, you will understand that the way to the heart is by bringing the heart alongside. In other words, as you lighten the load, as you are willing to play with these truths, as you are willing to have great love for self, great love for compassion, for having the willingness to play along, for having the aptitude, the inclination to wake up to your life as it is being presented to you. You see, you have already passed, you have already advanced. So it is not so much being able to check off the answer key. Ah, I had this wonderful phenomena experience. The Buddha's arrived, Jesus, I could see him and everything. Because this is psychic phenomena. And while this is interesting, in truth, it is not true advancement. True advancement, true awakening, is when you open your heart to self and others on a continuous basis. Now that is what we are grooming you for. That is what we are waking you up to and hoping that you will jump along. In other words, to board the train. Because as you have the desire, as you have the unfolding commitment to wake up to the awakening that is occurring moment by moment by moment, in truth, you are already awakened. You see? It is a matter of priority. It is noticing the self. Ah, I thought I was open to the higher vibrations, but here I am in judgment of myself. How silly of myself, you see? And you release it and you begin again. It is not about being a martyr. It is not trying to suffer and to stop eating for days upon days. It is not about being angry and frustrated about self for where you have been, for your version of being behind the pack. Some of you are really playing that one out to the hilt, yes? You see, you show up to the spiritual groups, you call yourself a spiritual aspirant, and yet you are judging yourself 24/7 because there are others you deem to be further along. You see, what an ego trip there. So understand that you have the spiritual muscles to do something about such things. In other words, when you notice the ego having its ways, you simply pay it no mind. You choose again with no judgment. In fact, with great revelation, with great aptitude and realization that you are making it after all, because as soon as you become the observer that is noticing the ego's tactics, in fact, the ego no longer has the hold upon self, you see? And so it is a matter of practice, and you have the practice time. So we encourage you, each of you, as you open up to your gifts, as you open up to your heavenly awarenesses, advancements, to keep check of the self, to notice how is self doing, you see? Make it a playing arena, make it a fun opportunity. Because as you afford yourself the opportunity for fun, for mirth, for laughter, it will be something you will join in. If you see it as homework, if you see it as drudgery, in fact, there will be the tendency to avoid. And why is that? It is because you do not want to face judgment of self, you see? Because many of you, if not all of you, to some extent, continue to bring forth the egoic drama along. So enough of that. Play your way to ascension, shall we say. Perhaps we will make a book out of it. It is an important key to advancement. As you become most willing to bring love to self and others, no matter what, where you find yourselves, no matter what predicament, no matter what ego shenanigans you have noticed in self or others, Yep, there is the ego again. Because as soon as you identify the ego and self or others, you release it. You see, you forgive the self and others, and great advancement is attained. This is the sign of the times. You are advancing as a species, yes? Each of you have the keys to the kingdom within your heart. You're opening up, you're awakening. So let us provide some of the good mana for the day. Let us attune to your higher self, your higher consciousness, as you align to this truth. We ask you to go within the heart. We ask you to recognize the sacred heart within. You see, some of you have read this in the books, you have seen the pictures, and you have been under the belief that it is only for those that are already Christed. You see, the Jesus, the what have you. You understand that you also play a part. You yourself are the Christed one, yes? So we are referring to the sacred heart within. Allow us to begin. We ask you to relax and to go within, to allow your chambers to awaken, to open, to burn the flame of truth, because the Christ lives within as you. It does so with the understanding that now is the time, now is the day of reckoning to awaken to all that is afforded to you in the kingdom of heaven. You see, it is not a place you will travel to. It is an experience that is unfolding moment by moment, day by day, as you attune to it, as you allow it, as you explore it. So allow us to attune to your truth. We invite you to relax and to receive the amplification of love. And so it is. Okay. Tammy's okay. I was going to say it's a tight squeeze, but if anyone needs to use the restroom or whatever, I just ask that you wait in between a reading, just so I don't get too distracted. And we will start with Joseph. When you have a moment to come back to the room.
Whatever they feel that they want to tell me.
Okay. And Joseph, say your first name, please.
Joseph.
And say it one more time, please.
Joseph.
And say it one more time, please.
Joseph.
And say it one more time.
Joseph.
Thank you. Joseph, say it one more time, honey.
Joseph.
Thank you. There's a being of light that is working with you. He's quite safe. He's quite safe. He's quite strong. They're bringing that to your awareness just because... Joseph, say your name one more time, please.
Joseph.
It's like he's showing you things and he's working with you, and it almost feels like how do I say this, like it's getting a little crowded in here. That's how it feels like, but it does feel, you know, rather close to you, and they just wanted to confirm to you that he is safe and he's of the light, and he's got master consciousness. I don't know who he is, mm-hmm. but he's working with you, so they wanted to confirm that for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, I'll leave you with that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Hi, you look so nice and tan. How can we help you?
My highest and our highest.
And say your first name, please.
Elizabeth.
And say it one more time, please.
Elizabeth.
And say it one more time.
Elizabeth.
And say it one more time, honey.
Elizabeth.
Thank you. I'm still getting the sacral chakra, and it's so funny because I got the orange going over here, like the orange is coming out at me, and I'm looking over at you, and you've got your orange skirt on, and I'm like, can it be more obvious?
More orange I can get.
Yeah, I get orange. Oh. Okay, so what can we do to assist you there? One moment, please. And I can feel your frustration, too, because it's kind of like, I'm doing everything I know to do. And say your name one more time, please.
Elizabeth.
Thank you. And say it one more time, honey.
Elizabeth.
Thank you. Enjoy yourself. Appreciate yourself. Elizabeth, say your name one more time, please.
Elizabeth.
Yeah, like, how do I say this? It's like almost get tickled by yourself. What this is about is really coming back to love the self, to know yourself, to enjoy. They keep going back to that, enjoying yourself, enjoying. So that in addition to, I'm going to give you a really funny example. So like in addition to enjoying life, like enjoying the moment, enjoying the friendship with us, enjoying the sunshine, though it is a little hot out there. But you know, in addition to that, to actually bring it back home. So how do I say this? You know, it's sort of like if you take the time to eat like a healthy piece of fruit, rather than racing out of the house to because you don't want to be late to an appointment where you're helping someone else, and you're like, you know what, I'm going to take my time to get a piece of a peach because I love peaches, and I'm going to cut it up and I'm going to put it in a baggie for myself. So it's like, you know, I'm really taking good care of myself now, like to notice and appreciate the self. And even when you watch how do I say this? Like in times where you feel like maybe you did a faux pas, like you say something and like it just, someone didn't take it right or it didn't come off right, or maybe you didn't stand up to someone as much as you feel like maybe it would be nice if you could, or you will in the future, you know, to kind of just appreciate that you have the willingness to try. Appreciate, and it's kind of like, you know, well, that didn't really go the way I was hoping it would, but to do it in a way that you love yourself anyway, that you can play with it, that, you know, you welcome the opportunity to keep trying, and, you know, you're just, how do I say this? I know this kind of sounds goofy, but they're saying it's really important, essential. They didn't say important, essential. You know, it's sort of like, you know, it's like, but I don't give up. I love that about myself. That kind of stuff. To really get to this place of, Elizabeth, say your name one more time, please.
Elizabeth.
To really enjoy yourself, to really appreciate yourself. Like, appreciate how you love beauty, how you love flowers. Appreciate, you know, that you do all you can to be of service to others. What it's about is, this is how it feels to me. It feels to me like you're so good at being of service to others. Really, no kidding. And so this is about making sure you've got, like, they're showing me, who is this? It's a goddess with scales. So anyway, but it's about, like, understanding that, goodness, I hate to say this, but I don't want to say this unless this is really accurate. Can you say your name one more time, please?
Elizabeth.
Ew, I hate to say this. Sometimes, sir, I'm trying. Sometimes, thank you for the encouragement, though. Sometimes service of others, to others, is simply an avoidance tactic of learning how to serve self. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay. This is really about, you know, it's almost like when you fall in love with someone. Like, I remember being a kid, you know, and having these boyfriends, and it's like, oh, you couldn't wait to get the card or the flowers or the this or that, you know? Like, imagine if you fell in love with yourself. Imagine if you loved yourself that much, just for a minute. They're saying that if you could really love yourself as much as you find it to love others, for a minute, 5 minutes max, boom. Boom. Okie dokie then. Hi, Joyce.
Hi.
How can we help you?
I'll take a message from my best and highest good and everyone's.
And say your first name, please.
Joyce.
And say it one more time, please.
Joyce.
And say it one more time.
Joyce.
Thank you. And say it one more time, please.
Joyce.
Thank you. And say it one more time.
Joyce.
Thank you. I'm trying to figure out who this is with you. Do I say it one more time, honey?
Joyce.
I know you're working on bringing Joshua in, but they've got a game change going on with you. Gosh, why can't I figure out who it is? Give me one quick second. You've got a female energy present today who is working with you. Joyce, say your name one more time, please.
Joyce.
Joyce, say it one more time, honey.
Joyce.
Well, I was trying to figure out who it was, and they're saying the reason I'm confused is it's actually an energy where you've got three feminine master energies that are coming through as one. And so, which makes me feel better because I'm like, am I really that slow? But I love myself unconditionally. Because I definitely felt Mother Mary, but I could feel others with her, and I'm like, okay, who is it? And so what it is you're learning how to attune to higher vibrations, and so even though you have a fondness for Jesus, that you're learning a lot of gifts from like a lot of different players, and they're saying to understand in spirit, There's no favoritism. Like, you know, they're laughing. They're like, you know, we're not full of ego, you know. So it's not like, you know, one is better than another. It's more so that each master, as they arrive and kind of assimilate to higher truths, are available 24/7 to bring us Lorna, I'm just going to ask for a huge favor just to pull out what it is that you need and pull it back down because it's just distracting. Honey, just whatever it is. Okay, so say your name one more time, honey.
Joyce.
To recognize that you're on kind of like visionary seeking, kind of like opening up to higher truths, higher awarenesses, and that even though, you know, your ego says, okay, Jesus is the way to go, in fact, you're working with the Christ Council. And so they are working with you to help bring in, one moment, please. Okay, I'm sorry, honey. Say your name one more time, please.
Joyce.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm convinced you're going to start channeling. I'm just absolutely convinced of it. Anyway, for whatever reason, they are working with you. There are three of them. They're all masters. One of them is Mother Mary. I'm pretty sure another one is Kuan Yin. And
Kuan Yin.
I will write that down for you. she's like the Buddha of compassion. Joyce, say your name one more time, please.
Joyce.
I'm not sure who the third is. Maybe Portia, I'm not sure. But anyway, open up to that wisdom, because it is a feminine energy. And even though we have, you and I have been working extensively in opening up to Joshua's teachings, you have arrived at a place where, I'll leave you with this. It's almost like he was holding your hand to get you started, but he's not actually the one that's going to be coming through. So you're opening up, and they're saying they're all the Christ Council, and they're saying they're all good. Don't worry, they're all good. And so let me see if there's anything else they want to say. And say your name one more time, please.
Joyce.
It's about the heart. It's about the heart. They're teaching you like heart teachings. Heart teachings. So just follow along. I feel like it's a little bit like Joseph. In other words, they're with you and they're helping you see things. So you may be wherever you are, and suddenly you'll just recognize something about someone or have a feeling about someone. They're working with you. I do really feel like you're going to open up and channel. I really do. Beautiful.
And I'm losing Jesus and I'm gaining others.
You're losing Jesus. Well, you're never losing Jesus. More so that
I know,
it's not that you're losing Jesus, it's more so that you've got a like kind of a divine destiny to learn from these masters at this segment.
No,
you know? So it's
more the better.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's really quite beautiful. And I'll leave you with this. It's like it's a tribute or a testament to your, they're saying your activation process. Somehow all the attunements, the activations, whatever, you're just opening them up, and I just see you like a rose, and the rose just keeps unfolding. Yeah, Magdalene, I'm pretty sure Magdalene's there too. So I'll just leave you with that. Okay, beautiful.
Hi.
Well, you're not going to be thirsty today.
I drink so many of these. Yeah,
that's fantastic. How can we help you, honey?
Whatever they feel like.
Okay, one moment, please. And say your first name, please.
Rachel.
And say it one more time.
Rachel.
And say it one more time.
Rachel.
And say it one more time.
Rachel.
Thank you. You have an opportunity. Rachel, say your name again, please.
Rachel.
Is there something, it's something new, and it's always so frustrating when I go down this path because I don't know what it is, but there's something new that you're about to open up and explore and do. So it could be like you're just starting a new career, or you really want to start doing Reiki, but something, Rachel, say your name again, please.
Rachel.
And say it one more time.
Rachel.
They're saying yes. They're saying yes. They're saying it's also okay to have like polar opposites. So in other words, you know, it's totally okay. I'm making this up. But it's totally okay to be like an avid skateboarder and also be an amazing ballerina. Like you're allowed to do both. It's not like you have to pick, you know, dainty or risky, because they're both expressing your divinity through like physical movement. And they're saying that Rachel, say your name again, please.
Rachel.
You're coming to a place where like you're trying to define yourself, and they're saying to think bigger than you're thinking, like think outside the box. Like it doesn't have to be so pitch and hold. Rachel, say your name again, please.
Rachel.
There's something bigger that your soul's after that's trying to learn, and will learn actually very successfully. And so that's the reason why it may feel like you're going here and then you're going here and then you're going here. And it's kind of like, you know, I just want a path, like just tell me what to do, or I just want one thing. And actually part of your path in this lifetime is to explore like a conglomerate of things that, they're saying individually don't make sense because they don't add up. Like this and that looks like apples and oranges. But when you then understand that you're going to have a fruit orchard one day, it's like, oh, I needed to learn about apples and I did need to learn about oranges. So they're saying allow yourself to explore. You've got stuff. Rachel, say your name one more time, please.
Rachel.
You've got stuff coming in, and they're saying yes, yes, yes. Don't limit yourself. Do it all. Is there something that you're looking to do, and you don't know if you have time, or you don't know if it fits in, or?
Yeah.
Okay. So they're saying yes. Yes, 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 yes. So, you know, like, you know, should I have Italian food and Mexican food and Chinese food? Yes. It makes sense for you in a way. So I'm just going to tell you my little story, like super quick. So if you looked at my resume, I mean, you would just giggle. I mean, I have done it all, and it makes no sense because everybody, you know, when they want to be Dr. Lori's and Indian Chiefs, and they went in a straight line, and I was all over the place thinking, I don't understand my calling. Well, my calling was to experience all different facets of life, all different facets of suffering, of experience, because it was for me to understand the totality, to understand that there is no separation. And so I was really supposed to sample all, and I really did. I sampled all of it. And, you know, some of would look at me like, oh, you're really lost. But no, I was really following my soul. And my soul was sending me here, there, this part of the country, this career, whatever. For me to be able to reach and understand and affect people, I needed to understand all people, all nationalities, all religions, all, you know, that kind of thing. So there's something going on where I don't know if you're comparing yourself to another or what you thought or whatever. They're saying go for all of it. You know, go scuba diving and take hip hop, like whatever it is for you. But the incongruency isn't incongruent at all. It's your soul. It's fantastic. And let me see if there's anything else I can tell you. And say your name one more time, please.
Rachel.
And say it one more time, please.
Rachel.
I don't know what it is, but you've got something super fantastic, amazing that's coming down the line. And you're in preparatory work now. Like, what you're experiencing is preparing you for something, and I can feel it. And Rachel, say your name again, please.
Rachel.
It's fantastic. It's fantastic. It's not here yet. It's not here yet, but it is coming. But it's... somehow through, like in other words, just keep following the next thing. Keep following. And you're going to get to my age and you're going to be like, oh my God, it all makes sense now. So it's sort of like understanding there's a bigger picture going on for you. So keep following your heart. Your heart will never let you down. You've got a beautiful heart and you've got a beautiful gift coming that's going to match the beautiful heart. I'll leave you with that. Mm-hmm. Thanks for being here. Hi.
Hi.
How can we help you, honey?
Whatever you want to tell me.
Whatever I want to tell you.
I don't really know how I'm supposed to pose a question anyway. I'll receive whatever you got.
Okay. And say your first name, please.
Paige.
And say it one more time, please.
Paige.
And say it one more time.
Paige.
Thank you. And say it one more time, honey. You got to turn the page. You got to turn the page. There's something you need to let go of. Paige, say your name one more time, please.
Paige.
I'm trying to figure out if it's your energy or someone else's. But leave it. Leave it. Drop it. Leave it here. We'll clean up and we'll send it to the light. It's not like an entity attachment or anything like that. It's more so of like a burden, a grievance. Let me see if I can figure out what that is. And say your name one more time, please.
Paige.
And say it one more time.
Paige.
And say it one more time.
Paige.
Thank you. Okay, so this is what they want me to say to you. Sometimes the linear world does not work out exactly the way we would expect it to or want it to. And it's not so much fun when that happens. There's some kind of hurt. There's some kind of grievance or some kind of sorrow. There's something because somehow the linear world did not, like the stars were not in alignment for something or a relationship, something. And so what they're saying to understand is, I see that. Oh my gosh. Paige, say your name one more time, please.
Paige.
I just saw, like, the biggest star. Oh my gosh. friggin' God. Well, thank you for being here, because I never saw that before. So what it is about is understanding, back to the heartbreak. Paige, say your name one more time, honey. This is a weird thing to say. However, they want me to say it because it's accurate. We are coming into this playing field, not always because the linear world is going to excite us all the time or work out exactly the way our hearts desire all the time. But they're saying it's working out for our highest good. Even in those times when we experience loss or we experience suffering or we experience letdown. And they're saying to give past hurts, past pains, past grievances to spirit and ask spirit to kind of cleanse us and to remove any of those feelings and to also acquaint us with any learning lessons that are available to us that maybe we haven't integrated fully from those experiences. The more that you can release the pain yourself, any people that were involved in any circumstances where you experienced pain in this lifetime, and understanding that, on some level we're all, how do I say this? We're all kind of playing out the pain of the ego. In other words, when we're in our lower vibrations, we're going to do things that are going to create pain for ourselves and pain for others. And so those that let you down, those that hurt you, we're playing out the ego script. We're doing it unconsciously. For reasons that our conscious awareness is not privy to, but that as you release it and open up the opportunity for healing, open up the opportunity for assimilation, in other words, to bring back the energy of yourself that maybe was left in that time period, you have the opportunity, and say your name one more time, please. You have the opportunity, I'm going to say it this way. There's a Christian minister, Joyce Meyer, who is on TV, I'm sure, still. Anyway, she has a book, or cassette tapes, it used to be, and it's called Beauty for Ashes. And so what that whole series or book was about is you know, when you give spirit or your higher self or whatever, your pain, your loss, whatever, that they will exchange it for beauty. In other words, they will create miracles out of it. But the key is for us not to hold on to it, because they're saying the longer we hold on to it, sort of like the more that it affects us and the more that it impedes our process, our growth, our advancement. And that as we're willing to release it, not understanding it, so they're saying, like, you know, you don't have to forget, but it's about the forgiveness process, understanding that, I'm just going to throw everything out because I don't know exactly what it is. Only hurting people hurt. Only hurting people hurt others, that kind of thing. And so as we're willing to release it, it's like what I see is like spirit giving you like a bouquet of flowers, you know, so sort of like at the end of a play or ballet or whatever, they're always given like a bouquet of roses or flowers. You will be compensated for and then some. And say your name again, please. The more that you can release, you will be, it almost feels like soul retrieval. You will be amazed at your advancement. And what I mean by that soul retrieval is sometimes when we experience loss or heartache or whatever, they say that like actually part of our energy is sort of stuck there. You know, it's sort of locked into those memories or those time periods. So then as we open that up, as we like, okay, I don't understand why that happened, you know, but I'm willing to release judgment towards all, understanding that we're all growing and we all will. You know, just anything that can invite love into anything that can invite light, anything that can invite spirit. not only release that pain or burden, but you actually kind of like bring back more of your soul, more of your energy for your use, for your use. I will leave you with that. I hope that helps. Okay, do you have any questions about that?
No.
No, okay.
It's funny because what we were talking about on the way here.
So. It's what you were talking about, okay. Perfect. All right, I hope it helped.
Uh-huh.
Hi.
Hi. I'll just take a message.
Okay. And say first name, please.
Tammy.
And say it one more time, please.
Tammy.
What have you been doing? I keep seeing the eternity symbol. When I say what have you been doing, I mean like you've got this accelerated energy going on with you right now. Is a good phrase. That's what I'm trying to get out of my mouth. And say your name again, please.
Tammy.
And say it one more time, please.
Tammy.
And say it one more time.
Tammy.
You have opportunity for change in your life. I keep seeing it every time I tune into you. Something good, extraordinary, wonderful, fantastic is due to arrive. I'll take one of those messages. What does it have to do with? I've got these like master beings behind you and they're all like in white robes. Tammy, say your name again, please.
Tammy.
And say it one more time, please.
Tammy,
say it one more time.
Tammy.
Yeah, I'm just going to leave you with this. It comes down to service, being willing to serve. In other words, forget about Tammy. I mean, Tammy's wonderful. She's cute. We love her. You got the most, you don't have your purse, but she has a very nice purse. It's just different looking. But forget about her. Forget about her. In other words, the more, and I did this morning. It was so funny. I was preparing for a group, and I did my meditation. I did my Qigong, and I got my son lunch. I'm like, okay, what else do I need to do? And I thought, you know what? I need to drop making it about me. I need to drop making it about that I have to go to group. And it's like, no, I'm here to serve. And when I made it about, how can I best serve everyone that is due to arrive? Suddenly, like it just opened something up because I just forgot about me. You know, honestly, my ego can leave and it'll be fine. You know, just to be a vessel of love, because that's what this is all about. And lo and behold, that's when the gifts start flowing too. When I stop trying to get the gifts and I just release my need to have it, and I just release my need to really be in the personality self as Nicole anymore.